BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A four-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be holding in Gaza, paving the way for an exchange of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners. 13 Israeli hostages are due to be released in a few hours. Under the deal, mediated by Qatar, a total of 150 Palestinian women, teenage boys and men will be freed from Israeli jails over the next 4 days. The Israeli economy minister, Nir Barkat, welcomed the agreement.
I support the deal. Part of the government, I listen to all the details. We care about our people. We care. We put them under shelter. We would do everything we can to bring them back home to their parents, to their wives and husbands and grandparents. For everyone that we can return, it's the whole world for us. We care about our lives.
At least 60 aid trucks have entered Gaza through the Rafah crossing with Egypt as part of the ceasefire. Israel has said 8 of them are bringing in fuel, part of 130,000 litres to be delivered daily. The convicted murderer and former Paralympian Oscar Pistorius has been told he will be released on parole in January after a South African parole board approved his conditional release. He's been serving a 13-year sentence for murdering his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp, 10 years ago. Daniel De Simone is in Pretoria.
We did get a victim impact statement this morning from June Steenkamp, Reeva's mother, which expressed scepticism about whether he's rehabilitated. She expressed concern about the safety of women if his abusive behaviour has not been addressed in prison. All eyes will now turn to his release on the 5th of January. We've heard a little bit about the possible conditions that he'll face, which include therapy to address how he deals with anger and how he deals with gender-based violence.
China has announced it will allow tourists from 6 nations, including France and Germany, to enter the country without a visa. The move will be a boost to China's faltering economy. Here's Mickey Bristow.
The other countries that will benefit from the visa-free travel are Spain, the Netherlands, Italy and Malaysia. Their citizens will be able to stay in China for up to 15 days. Beijing's aim is to encourage more overseas visitors who haven't started returning with their money in any great numbers, despite the lifting of COVID restrictions. The move might also be an attempt to boost the country's image, which has taken a dent following arguments with the West over issues such as human rights and the pandemic.
Taiwan's opposition parties have failed to unite behind a single candidate to fight January's presidential election. Last-ditch talks broke down, with the two main opposition figures both saying that they would run for president. BBC News. The main centre-right party in the Netherlands, the VVD, has announced that it will not go into coalition with the far-right Freedom Party and its leader, Geert Wilders. Mr Wilders won a surprise victory in this week's general election, but without sufficient parliamentary seats to form a government. Mr Wilders said the VVD's decision was very disappointing. His manifesto included a promise to ban the Koran. The Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, has said that protesters who battled police and looted shops in the capital, Dublin, were motivated by hate and brought shame on Ireland. Mr Varadkar condemned the perpetrators.
These criminals did not do what they did because they love Ireland. They did not do what they did because they wanted to protect Irish people. They did not do it out of any sense of patriotism, however warped. They did so because they're filled with hate. They love violence, they love chaos, and they love causing pain to others. Looting a shop was more important to them than protecting the lives of our children.
Police arrested 34 people after hours of violence blamed on far-right protesters. The trouble flared up after a knife attack outside a school on Thursday, in which a female teacher and 3 children were injured. A South Korean court has sentenced a woman to life in jail for murdering a stranger because she wanted to see what it was like. In May, Jung Yoo Jung stabbed an English teacher more than 100 times. The 23-year-old had contacted the woman, pretending to have a daughter who needed tuition. Opposition politicians in Chad have criticised a decision to grant an amnesty and to end investigations into a violent crackdown on a protest last October. Dozens of people were shot dead when police officers and the army opened fire on demonstrators opposed to a move by President Idriss Deby to remain in power. BBC News.